Hello, I'm Gary Ade, and we're stacking the NBA of the Orlando Magic and the Toronto Raptors. Orlando comes in with a record of just 6-20 versus the 13-12 mark by Toronto. Over their last 10, Orlando is 1-9, having won their last game. Toronto, meanwhile, over that span, 5-5 on a one-game winning streak as well. A winning streak of one. Hey, there you go. All right, looking at the numbers, 110.9 per game by the Raptors scoring. That's 22nd, but that's vastly superior to the 29th of the Magic, which is just 107.7 per contest. Looking at defenses, Toronto, very good in this department, giving up an average of 109.7 versus 114.2 by Orlando. Turnovers, Raptors take care of the ball, 13.3 turnovers per contest. Magic do not, averaging 16.5 turnovers per game. Shooting numbers, a surprising advantage across the board here for the Magic, 46.6 to 45.1 from the field, 33.6 versus 33 from the three-point line, and 79 versus 77.4 from the charity stripe, all in favor of Orlando. Looking at the bench scoring, Toronto gets a slight edge here by about a point, 33.5 from the second unit of the Raptors on average, 32.3 from the second squad of the Magic. This will be the first time these two teams have played this year. Injury-wise, Precious Achiuwa and Otto Porter Jr. out for Toronto. Meanwhile, Orlando lists Wendell Carter Jr. and Jonathan Isaac is out. As for a pick in this one, Toronto is the easy choice. I think this is a laugher. That does it for our on-court look of Raptors and Magic. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one. Continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd. We're stacking the NBA. This is our betting preview of the Raptors at Magic. Raptors, an 8-point road favorite here. A little bit of back and forth between 7.5 and 8 in the early hours on Friday. Total checking in here at 221.5. A lot of movement on this one. We've seen 223.5s and 221.5s kind of just in that range here, depending on where you're looking. Let's take a look at the team's ATS records heading into this one. The Raptors, 14-11 ATS, but 5-7 on the road, 5-5 in their last 10. The Magic, 11-14 ATS with an 8-6 home mark, 4-6 in their last 10 games. Raptors, 13 overs, 12 unders, 13-13 for the Magic on the over-under total. Last time these teams played, back on December the 3rd, Toronto did cover 121-108. The over did hit. Last time on the floor for each of these teams, by the way, Wednesday, they are playing on one day's rest. More on that series, the Raptors on a 5-0 ATS run in Orlando, 11-2 ATS run overall. Over is hitting 5 of the last 7, but last 21 played in Orlando, 16 of those have gone under, just 5 overs. Team trends here, the Raptors over 4 straight, taking on teams below 400 winning percentage. The Raptors are 6-1 ATS in their last 7 on the road against teams below 400, but 1-6 ATS in their last 7 overall on the road. Been playing a tougher road schedule of late. Magic 0-4 ATS in their last 4 at home when taking on teams with winning records, and 2-6 ATS in their last 8 overall against teams with winning records. No Precious tonight for the Raptors. He remains out until late December with that ankle. Otto Porter Jr. still out indefinitely with the toe. Jalen Suggs, the Magic hoping to get the second-year guard back. He's been out. He'll be out until mid-December with an ankle. And Wendell Carter Jr., also on that injury report until late December with a foot. I do lean Orlando here. Definitely mixed on the trends, but I think it's a spot where Toronto hasn't played well on the road. Orlando has played better at home, kind of in that higher mid-range of a spread at 8 points. Orlando's schedule has been brutal of late, too. Their last 10 games have all been against teams over 500. No reprieve with this one, too, with the Raptors coming to town. A little bit of a lean here on Orlando. No real feel on the total as well. I think that's the number where it should be 222. You can kind of play the script out either way with this game, where the two teams play into the 120s, or they sit there and are scraping to get 100 points. So kind of a bust in terms of picks. A little bit of a lean Orlando. No play on the total. Got more NBA previews as we're stacking the NBA each and every day on the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, stacking the NBA, our betting preview of the Raptors and Magic.